Welcome to the message for the online service. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the online version of the message. A message that will bring Sunday morning alive and in person in church. But if you can't make it, we hope and pray that you enjoy the message today on the online service. And we're certainly glad that you tuned in. The scriptures that we read today talks about this. He being Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Wow. Think about that. Now, we've been talking about fire for the last couple of days, and the wildfires in California is just unbelievable how those things are taking place. But that's not the kind of fire that we're talking about. Because from the beginning of time, humankind have been fascinated with fire. We found that fire can produce both heat and light, both of which can aid us in our daily lives in a variety of ways, thanks be to Jesus. And from the time that we discovered fire to today's use of heat and fire, we've learned to use heat and light for lasers that heal and, unfortunately, bombs that kill. For fire that cooks our food and heats our homes, and fire that burns down our homes and ravages forests like we're seeing in California. I think we both adore fear and fire. Think about that. We adore what it can do for us under our control, yet we fear that the ways that it can escape our control or be used for negativity that lies outside of our control. You know, even though we do control burns and stuff here in Florida, that's one of the reasons we think that they're having so much trouble out in California and some other areas with these wildfires. They don't do that. But even a controlled burn sometimes can get out of control. If you remember a few years back, that's what happened down in the little town of East Point and in Franklin County. I digress. But control is a big thing for us. We have learned in science that the benefits of fire outweigh the risk, and we have learned to like to think that. We know enough about combustion to know that we don't know to see the fire, to know its effects and potential. And we feel in control enough on our fire that we don't need to see it to know it's there. Now, some people still use oil to heat their homes, but we don't focus on the fire that that oil produces. As long as it's safely maintained in the furnace, we just go about our daily lives depending on its power and unworried about its threat. Yet it's easy to have faith when you're controlling the outcomes, isn't it? In fact, in many ways, we have more faith in science than we do in God these days, because when it comes to the Holy Spirit fire, something that lies far out of our control, we, the church, back away. Oh yeah, we're sure that we might get burned. But why are we so afraid of the source that fuels our faith, empowers our mission, lights up our lives, sets our hearts on fire? And why in our super technologically fiery age of innovations do we as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ avoid relying on the Holy Spirit for its life source and energy and motivation and, more important, guidance? Yeah. Some might say that we as humans have a fear of what is not practical or non-logical. Some might even say we fear what lies outside of our control. After all, it's hard to surrender your spirit to God. You do not know and you do not see. Some fear God in a general way, and if they've been raised with fear of judgment and punishment and unresolved emotional wounds and false definition of who God is, if you don't see God as a guide and comfort and a source of empowerment, well, why would you trust the Holy Spirit? That's why we spent 17 weeks in Holy Spirit school. Well, I digress again. But more than any of these, I believe what we fear most and what human beings always fear most is change. We've never done it that way. Well, fire, no matter what its source or how it's employed, always initiates change. Is it getting hot in here? So change makes us uncomfortable, and the Holy Spirit is all about change. Changing not only our environment, our culture, our church, our traditions, but changing us. Wow, from the inside out. Fire burns away resistance. Light reveals truth. You can't hide in the midst of a fire. You can't get cold feet in the heat of the Spirit. No. We know enough about fire to know what it can do. And we in the church know enough about the fire of the Holy Spirit to know that once it touches down, everything, including you and me, will change. And it's no wonder that the church suffers from the phobia. Well, I don't know about that Holy Spirit. Human beings fear change more than anything else, and we learn to fear fire. Now, many of our churches today, the fear of fire has progressed far beyond a simple reticence through a mere caution or hesitance, and no, we come down with pure anxiety disorder when it comes to the Holy Spirit fire. Think about that. So much that we fear anywhere in which that the Holy Spirit fire might occur. Well, you know, the Bible says that God is a consuming fire, and the Holy Spirit will consume us if we let Him, but it's not going to destroy you. It's going to give you life. Well, it's like a patient fearing life-saving operation. Many of us today just don't want to take that risk. I don't know about that surgery stuff. We don't want to rock the boat, so to speak. We feel good and we're comfortable just the way we are. We want things to change, yeah. We want our churches to grow, yeah. We want our churches to flourish, yeah. We want to be at a major center of our community. Wouldn't that be nice? We have a nice community here at Bethel. And we want to be a powerful force for good for the people around us. But, I love the buts, we don't want to go through what it takes to experience that vast kind of change. The kind of change that doesn't just change our church, but it changes us because, let's face it, we are the church. I love that little hymn. We are the church, you are the church, we are the church together. Yeah. And then another one little thing that we learned when we were kids, maybe two or three, right? I am the church, you are the church, and then here is the church, here is the steeple, open the doors and see all the people. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Do you remember? So if the church is on fire, it means that so are we. And we won't be able to control it. We won't be able to hinder it. Once God touches down, things will change. I don't know about you, but I remember when God touched down in my life and I asked Him in. My life has changed. Thank God it did. And I've never been the same in Jesus' name. But that's what happens. We're talking about the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of God who created us, who wants to be part of us. Because when He created us, He didn't force Himself upon us. He loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son, that who shall ever believe will be saved. So the house we live in, do you want it to be a house on fire, the one we live in? On fire, not destroying fire, but a fire of life. And what God, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, will give to us. Now, I think all of us know, at least we should, we spent 17 weeks in Holy Spirit school, about the Holy Spirit. We know it's from Scripture. We know it's from Jesus, and in the Hebrew Scriptures even, and from the Gospels, and what we saw happen in the book of Acts, the birthday of the church. We know it's our great awakening in Holy Spirit movements that have changed entire communities. Think about some of the colleges, Asbury, and some of the things going on in recent years. Its resurrected faith within people, formerly without hope. In movements that grew churches in regions in which Christians continue to be persecuted. You don't think about Christians being persecuted, but Christians are being persecuted all around the world, even in our own country. We know it that those who have had their emotional wounds healed and their souls put to rest. We know it, the eyes of those who are passing on. We know it in the light that it brings to others. You know how it can change the lives of those addicted or mourning or grieving or alone, loneliness. We know it in worship. For when one moment you let down your guard, you feel the touch of God on your shoulder. And you can feel that power coursing through your body and the change within your spirit. Oh, you know the power of the Holy Spirit and what it can do. The question is this. Will you allow the Holy Spirit's fire to live and breathe in you? Well, the scripture today that I read, it's a story, a witness. It's a witness to the power of the Holy Spirit ascending that day in the Jordan River, a power that would be available to all who would turn to God and accept the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Do you know the best part? It's when the Holy Spirit of fire descended upon Jesus, fluttering with flames like a dove's wings, bathing him in glorious light, and a voice from heaven that said, "You, my son, the beloved one, you, I am well pleased." Well, after that moment, Jesus would go on to start a movement that couldn't be stopped, couldn't be tamed. A fiery kind of movement that would change the world and countless peoples and lives, including mine and yours. So something similar would happen at Pentecost, right? When the fiery flames of light would touch down upon all who prayed in that room, igniting them to a ministry that would found the entire Christian church throughout the world. Scary? I don't know. Maybe. Out of control? Definitely. So the secret to empowering the church is not how much you and I can do or how much you are allowed to do through you. So I ask you about it. Is the fire in the house? And if it's not, it's time to light the fire. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for your gift, and thank you for allowing us to have a personal relationship with us and you. What a joy it is. And we thank you, Father, for being the all-consuming fire. Because when you come into our lives, we are blessed and full of grace and love and on fire to share that love with others. That's what we're all about. You told us to go into the world teaching in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Wow. All right. Well, God loves you. So do we. Hope to see you in church sometime. Have a blessed day.